call, please.
Yes. Johnson?
Here.
Gambrill?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent. Lachance is absent. Chacon?
Here.
Rodriguez is absent. Lindenblum?
Here.
Thank you.
Amendments to the agenda. Hearing none, we will recognition of visitors. I missed that part. We have Severs here from the city, and Michelle's here from the library. She's not really a visitor, but Rob is missing AWOL for tonight.
And so, we have a young person.
And we have a young person.
Hello. I'm pretty sure you all know me, but I will introduce myself again. I'm Daniel Chacon.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Have we had a chance to look at the minutes? If not, can we take a minute to look at the minutes?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And all opposed? Correspondence. Have we gotten any? Anybody gotten anything? No? Okay. Public comment. Do you have anything to say, public? That you can say in public?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Steph. Is the staff?
Yeah, I do have something. Marianne and Jeanette were going to be here, and there are two more people that couldn't make it tonight. So they were going to come, but I asked them to write down what they'd like me to talk about. The Youth Service Department is interested in utilizing the children's area outdoors for space more often. We are eager to present programs outside, and this would be the perfect area. Our hope is to eventually have interactive educational activities available for the children, along with an inviting space to read. In order to get the most benefits from this space, we would like the area cleaned. Our wish list is to power wash the cement, clean the gutters and downspouts, clean the lights in the windows, and maintain the plants and weed removal. We eventually would like a large, colorful pot for children's programming or simply to add color to the space. We are also in the process of seeking more information on interactive activities for the outdoors. We are looking forward to having a space outside for our youngest patrons to enjoy. With that said, they were going to go live eventually if this ever comes about, go to the friends and for some interactive outdoor, whatever they want. But it is a nice area out there. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask everybody to step outside and take a look and see what they are talking about. But since we're moving along to till 8:30,
it's
dark out.
There's still lights out there.
Yeah.
So. Michelle, didn't they weed it since, like, remember the weeds were kind of crazy, but we hired someone to come in and do some maintenance?
We're going to have the end of this month, we're going to have someone come out and do some weeding and take care of a fall cleanup out there again.
Did they do it this summer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember being in there and it was really weedy, and we decided we were going to. So it needs it again. Okay.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, it should be done every month. I mean, weeds grow it like it does in your home. The city, Scott Sleaser came by and he talked to me about, he had some volunteers that were going to come around and put mulch around for us if we would pay for it. And I said, sure. And so they've done beautiful work in the back, cleaning up some mulch, and even some in the front, and it looks very, very nice. There's in some areas, you have to be right by what they're talking about. They didn't pull the covers or creepy stuff that keeps growing. They didn't pull that up. They chopped it down and put mulch on top of it. So.
That won't stop. No.
It's creepy crawly weed or creepy crawly ground cover?
it's ground cover that was put in intentionally. They like the stuff that's out here that's grown out of the building.
So we want that to go away, that's what you're saying?
Right. You know, these ladies, I've got to give them a lot of credit. They've done so much in that children's department. There is not another library in the area that has as many programs going. And for the little money that we're doing it. And now, you know, they want to do this, use this outdoor area, which is what it's for.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Why haven't we been using it?
Yeah.
How often will they do programs? What's their thinking on how often it would be utilized?
Well, anytime in the spring, summer, and fall, they could do programs out there. But mostly, again, they just want the children to go out there with their books and read. They can do that. You know, my mom can go out there with those tables there and just have the doors open all the time to be able to go up there and enjoy it.
I forget how they can get in there. Do they have to go through the activity room to get out there?
Yeah.
We'd have to have the doors open so people would unlock the door.
Okay. But if they go through, they have to check the books out before they take them out there. The alarm goes off. And it's just so our books don't get walked away with.
So this, what they're really proposing is ongoing
cleanup,
maintenance to that area. Mm-hmm. So that just is an added part to our budget. And how much do you think it's going to cost? I mean, what's the proposal?
Well, I suppose if we did a monthly weed cleanup there, it will, I don't know. We do it twice a year, our fall and spring. It's over $2,000. We're going to have someone do it weekly or every other week. And it's not just that. It's the whole library that should be
doing.
Yeah. That area. But
if they're going to use that for programs, I think that's a higher priority than just the aesthetics, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
But when the meeting's over, if anybody wants to go outside and take a look and see what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, I've seen it.
How's the sun on that port, that area? Is it that's north?
Mm-hmm.
So it might be at some point. It might be if they do end up using it a lot. It might be an area that we would want to consider doing some kind of canopy over the area so that it would give a little shade for the programs.
Not really. It's that sunny because it does face north. Yeah. Or maybe in the afternoon, I guess.
Like I said, that would be in the future, how something to think about, some kind of sunshade.
No one can
reach
the east of the building.
They do a good job for you, so.
Yes, they do.
Well, I think that's something that we definitely want to keep on the agenda.
Encourage, yes.
Get some proposals so that by spring that they can, I guess not. I was thinking winter, but that could get a little messy with.
So is that what they're looking for? Is next spring? They want it to be open by next spring?
We'd like to start working on it.
Okay. Well, I think you should get us. I mean, my opinion is let's get some proposals and see.
I agree.
Well, I can. This Eric's cut above, we did have him come for a while and do weekly. But that didn't turn out so well because it was so expensive. And so they came once and then canceled me. So
no.
We just,
maybe we can.
They could come once
cheaper.
A month more, or maybe they come every other week. Or
have we ever hired anyone as a staff member, like a part-time?
A maintenance person?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like a high school kid. She is right here. I mean, like a high school kid or somebody whose job is
work
4 hours a week or 10 hours a week or whatever
it
is.
And you eat the bag.
And you're responsible for sweeping down the cobwebs. And if there's nothing to be done outside, then you can help clean inside. Or, like, have we ever had that kind of a position? A part-time?
Maybe we can get someone who has to do community service.
We always talk about all the, let's get volunteers, let's get this and that, but we don't. But if we actually had a position, if we opened that position and the person got hired knowing your job isn't to work at the circulation desk,
your job is
you're
to
not,
do
you're not reading the kids. Your job would be to help do this kind of stuff. Would it in the long run? Maybe not. Maybe it would be cost prohibitive. But
yeah, somebody at one time that can't be. And that didn't work out.
But theoretically, it could work out.
Oh, yeah. Like,
instead of paying someone $2,000 every couple of months, would it
4 hours every week to come in and do that? And just
I like that idea.
Yeah.
We go through one of the 4-H programs and then in the area.
You could, or you could just put advertisements in the high school. I'm sure plenty of people would like the extra cash.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to put on staff, but I think what we just do is hire
them. Well, if we need it done all the time,
yeah, if it's something
why would we have a person who works for it, like we have the maintenance people or the clean people, like it's all, it would be similar in my opinion. Unless it's cost prohibitive, then you could control. As long as we have someone that's highly enough trained that you're not going to go, oh my gosh, look what they just did to those trees. Like, yeah, we need someone who's got some skills. But it sounds like a lot of the stuff you're talking about is not highly skilled. It's cutting
it's
back those creepy weeds, digging those out,
and pulling out the weeds, sweeping.
It's more manual.
Power washing the patio for them. Like, maybe if we did have that in-house, it would be cheaper than hiring it out. If we could find the right person.
That's going to be the key, because otherwise you're going to have to stand over them and tell them what to do.
That's true of pretty much any job, though. I mean,
yeah, you got to give them some supervision.
Just give them some direction.
And if you find a good person, you can let them have at it. If you find somebody that's
then
not so good, you're going to have to deal with them.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
You could pay them based on how well they do.
Yeah.
Encourage.
Do you like the job, Daniel?
I'm a little busy right now.
I mean, I'm not saying that we should clean up that area like they're asking. I think that was a lovely idea. But
yeah.
It
just occurred to me while we were sitting here that maybe that's something we should look into because it's an ongoing...
It is.
But either of them have any idea of anybody
Or maybe retire. You know, maybe it shouldn't just say students, but someone who'd be willing to like putter around and do that kind of stuff.
Somebody from the gun club.
Okay.
Any more comments from the staff?
What'd you do with the
end? Then I guess we'll move on to the report of the treasurer.
Okay. Look at your bill list. And the first page, this is page 3, what happened? I don't know. We're starting with page 3. Okay. That was the 12 computers and monitors. Remember that we talked about updating the computer system in the library? And these will go upstairs in the adult area when our IT person can get to it. And this was taken out of development fees. The next two pages are also credit cards. So on page 5, you see that there's a total of $7,742.14 that was paid for the moving to page 7. this was something that some of us talked about a little bit earlier, that there was repair to the handicap door. Actually, it's been two different doors, the inside door and the outside door. One had a motor and another, what was it called, a column? So, anyway, this was billed for $2,193. On page 8, There are four bills there that are from the 5K. The $37.90 was reimbursing Lameco. The $512.92 was for the timer. $550 was for shirts. And $45 was for to Trinity Church.
For some meal tickets.
Some pancakes.
Yeah.
So those four totaled $1,145.92. And Russ, do you know anything about the income side of it?
I was going to ask Rob, but I don't know. There's supposed to be some money. He said there was going to be money that was transferred over from them to us. I don't know how much.
Okay, the only thing Michelle and I could figure out is when we get to the budget report that there's some miscellaneous income of $738. And we didn't know if that's what that was or not.
Could be.
Okay. So would that be the only income that you were aware of?
That would be the only income that we're aware of. So okay. We kind of didn't do so good this year.
Okay. All righty.
So what's the difference of $300
a year? Well, we did it as a service, a community service,
yeah.
Kind of this year, yeah. And hopefully next year it will be more.
I don't think you can judge it.
I don't
think
so.
Well,
short.
And there are a lot of t-shirts left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of t-shirts left.
Right.
A little more than half.
Where's the expense for the, well, the timing? So the $512.
Yeah, that was.
So we really paid for the timing.
Yes.
Part of it.
Right.
So we know that's going to be an expense next year. We made enough money to cover that. So I don't know.
There was some expense that I had that I just said, I'll take care of.
Well, and I know
Wameka did too,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. But you take the t-shirts out.
Yeah, I think
we'll
do better
than
that.
Yeah,
I will
know about
it. We'll see.
Okay, and then the counter that counts people coming in to this meeting room got broken. And so on page 9, in the middle there, we count people.
Literally.
There's a bill there for $190.
That's
weird. Okay. So that was a total of $10,810.76. There are two payroll periods. One for $18,054.71 and one for $17,166.65. So you can see then our total disbursements this month, $61,831.55. So if we go to the budget report, we're at 42% of the fiscal year. We had a nice amount of property taxes that came in. I'm sure some of the rest of you feel like I did, that we contributed well to it. but if you look over, we'll see that we're at 94% of collecting that. So we will probably not be getting much more of that in. The library subscription cards was up this month, taking $681. Investment earnings is remaining constant, but that still is more than what we had budgeted. And our total revenues are at 88%, so we need to keep that in mind, that we've taken in most of our money, even though we're not even at 50% of our fiscal year.
Is the state grant, is that's pretty much what we've been getting, is the $13,000? I think maybe next time we do a budget, we need to reduce that from the 17 down a little bit.
Well, apparently that's what we had gotten before that we put that in.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, for next year's budget.
Yeah, we're about $4,000 off on that one.
Right.
But then again, it's a state grant. Who knows?
Right. Exactly. And I don't know about you, but I've been questioned about, do you have a line item in your budget for books? And yes, we do. At the very bottom down there, you'll see that the last couple of months, the money's been spent out of that line item.
Yep.
So that's a good feeling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is.
Over on the next page, you'll see that we took in $11,950 in development fees, which is wonderful.
That's a huge,
big increase, and so we're at 154% there. So it's a lot more than what we had budgeted.
Any fee?
If we look at our cash statement, you'll see that it's reflected in our operations that at Old Second that we took into property taxes. And I believe it's in December when the bond payment will be made, so that will be significantly lower at that time. Our memorial and special gift fund. Here's page one. It got torn off. I'm sorry. The rest of you had page one and you didn't say anything. So anyway, memorial and special gifts. There will be $300 taken out of this for a tree. And money's been coming in for the mini golf. And there still is money in here for children's programs. Anything else to say about that? That's interesting. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Okay. I move we pay our credit cards in the amount of $7,740.14. Our bills in the amount of $26,670.19 total. Our payroll $35,161.36. And a total of $61,831.55.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? Can we get a roll call, please?
Yes. Gambro?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Report of the library director.
In September, we circulated 13,338 items to our library, with 99 new papers. Added 303 new items to our collection. Our on-air e-books and audiobooks and our online e-read books, those counts were down for a small amount from last month. Usually they'd be going up every month, but they're just down a little bit this month. So. And patrons paid $98.70 through the computer for the books. On our next page, we have Yorkville and Trano. We're both at WSPY on the radio and TV this week. Shelley went and talked about all the programs that are coming up at the library. Our staff meeting we had this month was manager's meeting. We usually meet all the managers in the library right after board meeting and discuss what's happening here. And then Cheryl and Shelley both attended those meetings. The friends meetings that we have, last time there was 12 people there, and they gave me today the budget, which you can take at home and look at it in free time.
Pretty incredible.
Hey, this is the first time they put a little budget sheet together, $11,703 on the offer. Our book sales, the total came in at $6,787.35. And there is also, I put a little calendar here about what's going on in the children's department. If you don't think they're busy, you can look at that. So,
we know better.
I don't think any of us know that they're very busy. They've got a lot going on. Did they mention, Michelle, how much more money they made by having the book sale in the hallway after?
Never had more than $4,000 in the book sale.
So on Saturday they made about $4,000, and then we made $2,000 more having it in that hallway?
Probably not quite that much. We made more on the main book sale this year.
Okay.
I just
was wondering how effective it was. I mean, it seemed like those books went down quite a bit when I was here.
I've got a list here. Day one in the hall, $119.
Wow.
Day two, $111. 68, 52, 113, 42, 49, 77, 20, and 28.
So it was well worth doing that, I think.
It didn't work for anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good idea.
I'm sure they'll continue to do that again. So, and there's a lot of programs. You can see that the children's programs that's been happening here at the library.
Mm-hmm. Subtitles.
Maybe in half of this, there should be. I don't like Santa.
Sure.
That's
good.
Our donations. $25 came in from the Donna Trudy in memory of Max, her dog. And we got $50 from the Republican. And they had a list of books to turn out, so. And that was hard to do. So. But anyway.
They had a list that you had to choose from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Me too.
Well, I didn't want to bash Hillary a whole lot. That's what a lot of it was. You know, we got something going on. We just completed the inventory for the children's department, and there's only 10 books missing of the whole children's department.
Nice. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're starting on the adults now. It took about 2 months to do the children's, so it's been a long time going. Governor
Rauner.
Okay. He just passed, I guess, a bill that disabled veterans may receive property tax exemption on his or her primary residence if the veteran is 100% disabled as a result of service. I didn't know that he passed that, and I always follow the state statutes of charging people for the library cards if they're outside of the city limits. And then a lady came in and told us about the bill. She gave us her chosen card, and she was disabled. And I was kind of in a little thinking, but, you know, I want to do the right thing here. So I did issue her a card with no expense. And I explained to her that I didn't know anything about this. We look into it, that I follow the state statutes, and we're trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to err on the safer side than tell her that she had to pay for a card.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have, when you tally how much they owe, it goes by the tax dollars. And so, I explained to her that, and hopefully by the time it ever has to get renewed, that the state statute will be changed.
So the state statutes, they don't pay any
property tax.
Property tax if they are the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
If they're the homeowner and they're disabled.
And okay. She had some sort of document that said she's the homeowner
Well, not a tax bill. They brought her information in.
So, Why wouldn't we have known about this?
I don't know. Nobody told me.
And who's... Who would tell you that?
I don't know.
I mean, how would we know that we're supposed to do that?
Because we don't know about the rest of the,
the rest of the
state statutes either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how you could possibly keep that.
Our state librarian, you would think, if this is going to affect us, you'd think that we would...
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I would think
that would be the logical.
But I would think say...
I called two other libraries in the area, and they hadn't heard of this at all.
And you had never heard of it until this morning.
But I did look it up online, and he did pass that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I'd really make a mistake.
Yeah. Named pumpkin pie, our state pie, so we got that.
Hopefully we'll get some...
Sarcasm.
Information.
Sarcasm. Add that to my food app then.
Yeah.
State pie.
I'm just looking all that stuff.
Yeah. If they don't pay property tax, then... Based on how much they owe, all of it. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Anything else?
Moving right along.
Moving right along. Mr. Seaver, do we have anything?
Well, for those of you who may not have heard, there is going to be an open forum tomorrow night at 5:30 at City Hall. Special city council meeting. We're going to be discussing home rule, pros and cons, and public participation.
Okay.
And what's your stand on this?
I'm kind of in favor of it, but I have not made up my mind yet. I'm still listening to people and hearing things. Well, I need to find out about this, and there's a lot to it, but right now I'm kind of in favor of it. But
and the advantages are what?
There's a long list of them.
But I mean, just in your mind, as you're going to vote on this, what are the advantages that you see?
Well, I think there's a huge number of advantages, but I think the most important is the flexibility in maintaining the government in the city. The big question that I'm hearing from constituents is taxes. Our taxes, you know.
How will it affect the taxes?
Will taxes be raised?
And, yeah.
Bart is trying to address that particular issue with, how do I want to put it, putting some can't think of the word I want to use for it, but basically saying it would take an act of a referendum to do something like taxes. And that would make it more open to me.
Mm-hmm.
The big fear is current city council can say we're not going to raise taxes on anyone. And you can believe us or not believe us. I think most of us on the city council right now would say we're not going to raise taxes. But what happens when we're gone and the new city council members come in and they have a different opinion? That seems to be the biggest fear. That I've heard from residents.
You know why the city looked into it initially? Why did the city look into it initially? Was there something? There must have been something that they saw as an advantage that they even would have looked
It's
into
just
it.
Flexibility in a number of governmental operations, and that's why I haven't made up my mind yet because I haven't heard all the pros and cons, and if you read the documents about this thick, and I'm trying to decipher that, and so I'm kind of backing away from saying, you know, I 100% support it. Initially, my feeling was it's worth taking to the voters. Let's have the discussion, go to the voters with it, and in that process of looking at it and analyzing it and discussing it, I'll make up my mind. But if you were to ask me today, am I totally in support of it? No.
Would it give the city council more power?
More city council and city administration.
And how would it change our relationship with the city, the library?
That I don't know. That's a good question.
Would you ask that for us?
You certainly will.
It shouldn't.
You never know.
I know. I don't notice I said it should.
It should. Yeah.
Not that it won't.
Yeah.
As far as new construction for the coming year, is there any feel from builders that it's going to continue at the rate it is? Going to get less, more?
Well, we just, I think it was last month or a month prior to, we passed our, I think, 100th building permit for this year, which was... Great, a good sign.
Good sign,
things
yes.
were happening. It seems, and I'm talking to contractors as well as obviously the city, but I'm seeing that, you know, it is building, and it's probably going to continue
at the rate.
Even in my own subdivision, which has had, well, I've been in there for 9 years, and the last 8 years we've had zero houses built.
Right.
Well, in the last 18 months, we've had 3 houses built, and we have a builder now that's planning on building 5 more. So,
there you go. So it's something. Yeah. So, you know, looking at the budget and the development fees we're getting a considerable amount.
Correct.
That helps
Correct.
Us out. So.
And the long and short of it is that, getting back to the home rule for a second, we get to a to a number of 25,000 residents, well, we're all of the home rule things that are good for us have come automatically.
Mm-hmm.
We're closing in on 19,000 now. We're going to authorize a census in the next few months mm-hmm. of some selected areas to try and get a feel on. We know how many people we think have moved in.
Yeah.
The long and short of that is an increase in income if we can show by census that
right.
Our population is up. So we may be at 20,000, we may be at 21,000,
mm-hmm.
But we're creeping up to that point where all the benefits of home rule
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
in some people's eyes maybe not benefits, but
yeah.
Would come to pass anyway.
And didn't I read that you also extended the perks to the builders?
Yeah, they extended. I was not for it, but they did extend it for another
okay.
year. My basic argument was when we studied, when a study was done of why did the people that came moved here because of that, and the reason was, I think 70% of the people said they came here only because of that perk. And you know, my feeling is people want to come to a city that should be because of schools and roads and location.
Library.
I mean, there's just, you know, and for the answer to be the only reason I came, I would not have come here if it wasn't for that.
That little deal we got.
Yeah, I think... But that's just me. It's my personal.
Okay.
Thank you. Moving on, standing committees. Finance met, and we'll discuss that under new business. Anybody else? Policy, personnel, community relations. I don't think any of them met. Cost cutting, unfinished business, cost cutting. Well, Katie's not here, so we'll, I guess, put that on for next month. Painting bid. We have an RFP. It's
That's
in your packet.
Progress.
It is.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good. I believe the way it's the way it's working, the way it's written right now, and I don't see any reason to change it. We still have to approve it, but Eric has said he would collect all the responses and then let us know when they're here and when it's opening time, and we can go through the bids and select, just kind of like when we built the building, open the bids, make sure they're all in proper order, and pick the lowest qualified bid.
Are these sealed bids?
I believe these would be sealed bids.
I had Tom look this over.
Yeah.
And he looked it over, the first one that came out.
Yeah.
And then Michelle gave me the one that you had tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked that over, and he said that at the top it says this is a request for proposals rather than for bids.
Okay.
And that there's a difference between that.
Mm-hmm.
That with proposals, they could come in at different times, and they could be opened as they come in.
Okay.
But if you ask for sealed bids, then there is a deadline. They all have to come in by that deadline, and then they're all opened on that day, so that makes it more fair, so that everybody
has already done their work.
There's no comparisons made. Mm-hmm. It's all done on that one day.
Right.
So that was one comment he made. And then it says here that the proposals will be received until November 30th. And then you have 90 days after that. So that would take us to February. And he said we don't want to be painting in February.
No.
So we need to change the dates that are in here.
Where is he November 30th?
Very right top.
Up at the second
very
paragraph.
First.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his other comment was that this is for painting the whole building, which is maybe what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he had asked for proposals for partial, you know, the front and the east side maybe at one time and whatever. So that would be another thing to consider. And my other note on here is what about a published legal notice? So...
A published legal notice.
So, these were just, and then I don't know.
What does that mean? I'm sorry, I don't really understand.
There has to be.
We have to publish it.
Yeah.
In
it has to run in a newspaper.
It has to be a newspaper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything online.
No.
In a newspaper.
Newspaper.
I think it has to run for so many days.
So many weeks, yeah.
So many. Okay. It has to be in there for once a week.
So if he wants us to have that, is the question, who's doing that, or how are we doing that? Or
Right. Just to make sure that that's also done. And as this is set up, as Russ, excuse me, I'm sorry, indicated, the city would handle this.
The city would handle, yeah, they would handle the proposal work and accepting the proposals. This is what I understand of it. But the end part, the cost part, would be up to us to approve that amount. Because the city can't spend money for us.
Right.
Even though they try to.
And occasionally they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, this would be, I mean, they're doing the lot work, we're doing the payment work.
I guess.
Where was the part about the 90 days?
He showed me. It's in here.
It was due.
I didn't mark it, of course, so. I think it's towards the end.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on the signature paper. Yes.
No.
on page 12.
Oh, yeah, 90 days.
Well, maybe there was a, yeah, 90 days.
So I guess I'm a little concerned that he was able to pick these things out.
I mean, that there were that many errors?
Well, then I don't know that they're, I call them errors, but concerns.
Mm-hmm. Omissions made here that needed to be addressed.
We need, sure. Yeah, that we should be aware of, and it seems like the city should have been aware of these things also, if they're going to be in charge of this. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying take it back to the city and have it fixed?
Change it for proposal to...
to a bid.
To a bid.
Change the date till later.
And maybe like sometime in January. Yeah. 90 days would make it in March.
I think that's still pretty... then,
March, April. Well, actually, 90 days from the end of January would be April.
I guess maybe February. I mean, it's within that 90 days.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm. Let's see. It is understood that the city reserves a right to reject any and all proposals, and to waive any irregularities, and that the prices contained herein will remain valid for 90 days.
I can interject that normally in contract language for construction or maintenance, that usually means that the city library have to accept the bid within 90 days. It doesn't mean that, that the prices and whatever don't hold past that 90 days, but you would have to accept it.
Right.
Normally, in addition to that, though, that at least in my experience, there's follows a statement that the work must begin on or before a certain date. And in the case of painting, sometimes a statement is simply made when weather permits or something to that effect.
So it just means that we can't sit on this a year and then expect the same price.
Right. So you would have to accept.
Yeah, we have to make a decision.
We have to make a decision. So they would be sealed bids.
And that could, I don't know. Is that something you'll have comment about, the proposals versus bids? One of the same?
One of the same.
I've never run into that technicality.
Okay.
I'm trying to think back because I did a lot of bidding under state regulations, and from my point, every job I held with a state supported agency, it was always sealed bids. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. You had to accept sealed bids.
Right.
I don't know how that works with the city or, in this case, with the library.
It says sealed envelope here.
Yeah. The last.
So it's kind of beyond, it's beyond the scope of what I know about, but is Tom's point that those are two different things? That there's a RFP that's a proposal, and then there's some sort of other RFB?
I'm just repeating what he told me in my notes.
It sounds like there's a difference.
Yes.
And that we better get clarification.
Yeah.
And we have time to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Although we would have to change the date. Well, we want to change that date on top anyway.
Right.
To at least the end of January.
Right.
It says the closing date is November 14th, so... We could start with changing that one to March or something. Because we don't know how long it has to run in the newspaper.
But isn't this what we would have to send?
I believe this up to the signature page. Well, not all of this. Probably this first page. But we're looking for bids, and they can come pick up the rest of this. I would say, think the first two pages are what needs to go on the paper. Because this is what this describes what the work is and where it's to be performed.
It says the city council reserves the right to accept or reject any and all proposals.
You don't want that.
No.
Why would that be in there?
This is a boilerplate template from that they use for city work.
The same one they use for.
Yeah, so we would just change that to the library board.
Library,
yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Right?
I just wanted us to be careful that we just don't accept this.
Well, I'm glad that you had someone who knew what they were doing look at it. That was not my arena.
Well, either the city council or the library board should have the right to reject any all bids.
It's not saying that if we go, yeah, we want to go with LeClaire painting, and then the city council doesn't go, no, we don't like them, or whatever.
That
we don't want that to happen.
And
that's not what that's saying. It's just that hasn't been changed.
Right.
Updated.
Right. So, Russ, would you have an opportunity to meet with Eric or whomever this is coming from and get some clarification on some of that?
I can make some time.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate that.
Can I borrow your notes?
These are mine. They're right here.
Okay. Since I can.
Because when he was telling me this, I said, okay, just a minute. I said, we're writing down, so I won't be real.
Thank you.
I apologize, too. This is the first I saw this. Eric forgot to send me a copy a couple weeks ago, signed.
Okay.
Well, we'll give you another one.
Okay, adopt a Sunday.
Oh boy, I've dropped the ball on that. I did update the letter, but I should have sent it to all of you. And that's as far as it's gotten.
Okay.
So I will try to email that to everybody. I can do that again.
Do we really think this is going to be a viable thing? Because really, we want if we're going to do this, we need to make sure we can get all the Sundays. We can't go one Sunday and this month and maybe nothing in the next month. And
we won't know until you at least try, though.
Yeah, this is true.
So it's
to be a workable thing, we would need to have every Sunday of every month that we're going to be want to be open on a Sunday.
I think that was the plan to have
all
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we're not going to schedule them out years in advance.
No.
To have,
no.
You know, the
so if we could get a semester, fine. If we don't, then we won't do it this semester. We'll do it. We'll try it for fall. Let's see if we get any.
Okay.
And you've got that number from Susan, so that
yeah. I mean the number the $300 cost change. That number or what number?
What does it cost to be open in the summer?
$300.
No, it's got more.
It was
than
a little
that.
Bit more than that.
Well, I know it's actually slightly less than that. I thought we were rounding it up to $300. But it's in my notes from last month. So.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. But I was thinking that when we are talking about the budget, which I guess we're going to have to do soon, we can consider that number in the budget.
Yep.
$97.05 per hour. But like I said, that doesn't include cleaning.
Right.
Utilities.
Utilities.
That's just staff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to new business. The levy.
The Finance Committee met prior to this meeting, and Rob had talked to me after the meeting last month and said that the city was proposing, as they did last year, to take the library out of the city's levy, therefore making us subject to the tax cap. Where if we are left within the city's budget, we can maintain our 0.15 levy. And of course the city would like us to lower that, and then that would give them more money, but I don't see that as being a possibility because we are having a hard time meeting our finances as it is, and haven't been able to do a lot of things that we should be doing.
Is there any way to stop them if we want it, if we don't want to?
Well, we all had to go to the board meeting, but to their city council meeting last year, plead our case.
We went to the committee meetings.
We went to committee meetings as well. But, so this means, is this something we're going to have to do every year now?
That's what I'm like.
I mean, I thought we already pled our case. It hasn't changed. The people on the board on the city council haven't changed since the last time we were there. So is this going to be an every year deal that we have to plead
our case? I understand it, yes, but...
Oh, jeez.
And state statute says that the library board sets our own levy, so that's the argument that's going back and forth between our attorney and the city's attorney. So,
is our attorney involved?
Not at this point.
At this point.
No. So, long story short, the Finance Committee is recommending that we maintain our 0.15 levy within the city's levy.
Yeah.
So we need a motion to that effect, and then...
I so move.
I second.
All in favor. I don't think we need a roll call on that. I think it's just an all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, and then... Michelle will compose a letter that we will send over to the city stating that that's our stand.
And we'll have to go speak again. Did you keep your notes from last time?
I sure have them someplace.
It's so stupid because it's such a drop in the bucket for them. But it's a huge percentage for us.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like they don't get it.
They're just greedy.
They just don't get it.
Sorry.
Well,
but it's like, you know, if your household budget is $20,000 and they want to take away $100, well, okay. But if your household budget is $1,000 and they want to take away $100, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now, the $20,000 person then getting the $100 from the $1,000 budget, that's a, like drop in the bucket, but it's huge to the $1,000 budget.
Yeah.
Like, hello?
Yeah.
Susan, you need to go with us.
We all need to go, and we all need to say the same thing over and over and over again. I don't know. They just don't get it. Bart's the one, though. Bart is pushing this. He's pushing this.
And I was very offended last year, and Bart probably remembers this, that Bart drew this skewed chart.
Right.
Yeah.
And said that our budget or our levy had never been below 1.5, and I said that is not true.
And we lowered it for them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we know what that happened. What happened with that gift?
And something else I argued with Bart about. I don't remember right now. Man, he was on his laptop so fast. So he's got notes. So anyway, he didn't. What I said, though, did he?
No, he did not. So when is the next meeting?
The levy.
Will you give us a heads up on that so we have some time? Hopefully there's not a Cubs game. We'll be there.
Do you remember, Seaver, when you have to finalize the levy? I should know this, Mark. Russ, do you remember?
But we just did this.
I know, but it was about this time of the year.
Yeah,
I guess that's why.
Yeah.
It's about this November or December.
Yeah, I think it's November.
Yeah.
Michelle's just saying they wanted it from us in March. Well, things can change.
Yeah.
But that would make sense because the fiscal year is May.
I think that's the budget they need in March to vote on it. I think the levy is...
The levy I know is now.
Yeah, the levy's now.
The budget is probably shortly after the first of the year.
I will find out and get right back to you.
Thank you.
And as a taxpayer, I mean, I admire the city trying to get as much money to work with as possible. But our job here is to defend what we need for the library to make the library run. And so...
But
it's not it just feels frustrating to me to have to every year argue with the city to retain what should be rightfully ours to make a decision about.
But as a taxpayer, and this is what I think I said last year, as a taxpayer, I want the library to be fully functioning. I want them to have their full budget so that they can have the programs that we've had to cut.
And I understand that they have projects to get done and they have a budget to look at, and I understand that that's probably challenging and frustrating, but I just feel like you can't just keep knocking at our door.
Yeah.
Trying to
rob Peter K. Paul.
We have put aside a lot of things that need to get done in order to meet our budget. That was very bare bones, and now,
especially cutting hours.
Yeah, that was a killer.
We've still not been able to get back to that, and...
Now they're holding it against us.
Well, because we've been fiscally responsible and we've had some remainder.
Right. How dare
they? Don't need all that money. And now we're like, okay, now we have a little wiggle room to pay for things that we need.
You know what
for.
I said about that? Spend it.
No. I mean, that big fund we have in there was the leftover money from building the building.
Yeah.
We could penalize for having it.
And you could. That's exactly right.
Yeah. We could have to give it back.
Okay. It's 8:15. Bar's going to take off on us here.
Okay, moving on to the carpet.
It's unfortunate. I just throw one comment out there that when you sit in meetings at various committees, as well as the full city council meeting, and my personal, when I hear from my constituents, it's always roads, roads, roads.
Yeah.
Second to roads is parks, parks, parks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I never hear anything about library. And I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying
that as an argument. But
no, I know that. But I'm telling you, I'm worried about the libraries. Mm-hmm. In the country, I'm worried about it because I think people forget how important they are to a community.
Great.
And we have to continue to make them a viable, useful place for teachers, for community members to come to.
Yeah.
And if we don't support them by having our doors open and having the materials, the computers, and the networking opportunities that they need, they won't come here.
Right.
Yeah. And I appreciate the road. You should see the street I live on right now. It's really under construction. Major.
So it's great.
So I appreciate that it's happening, but I also think we have to... Our job as board members is to protect and operate this library. So,
well, I can tell you is if being on the park board for 5 years, you're not alone.
Yeah, we know that.
The same situation exists.
Yeah.
Okay. Carpet and window quotes. Do we have any?
Okay. Carpet, I got 3 bids for the carpet. That's for the whole library, this room, throughout the library, everything but the loft. The loft isn't integrated, cleaned up. The lowest bid came in at $4,284. And our windows for the we lost the person that was doing our windows last year, and they were at a really, really good price. And the bid I have for the windows is $2,390. That's every piece of glass, like behind when Susan went through here, every piece of glass, inside and out, and everything high, everything low.
So are you recommending that we do that?
They need it that bad, and I'm just letting you know what it's going to cost if we're going to have them done. It'll take the spider webs down. The next thing I'm going to let you into is the other thing. We always had window people do the gutters, and these people, they don't do the gutters too. So,
I move we accept the quotes, do the work. Carpet, $4,284. Mm-hmm. Windows, $2,390.
I second the motion.
You can see how bad it is. Especially
you don't have to convince us any. We know.
it's been about 6 years.
I know. And I don't think you've ever, and you said you never did the carpet, which gives me just the creeps just thinking about it.
So we've had a motion, we've had a second. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Gambrill?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
And Johnson?
Yes.
Motion carried. Any more business for the library?
Seaver just might remind Gary that we are short one board member. Joanne Ryder resigned. He did get a letter, but he might need a reminder.
Maybe if you tell him we had a challenge having a quorum tonight.
Yes.
We've had a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last three really have been. It's been kind of close.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
I almost sent you that, but maybe I'll come back.
I guess we adjourn.